Chapter 3.
Have you seen Ika?
Louise asked Ole Svensson when she ran into him in the hallway outside the lounge. The thin-haired investigator had shared an office with Ika before Reinhold moved Ika in with Louise and made them partners.
Nope, he didn't come to lunch.
He's probably outside sucking on one of his cancer sticks. Ole sipped at his coffee.
Louise shook her head. It's been over 2 hours now since he went down to pick up some cigarettes and walk Charlie, and I just think it's strange he isn't back yet.
She didn't like the look on Ole's face. His brown eyes widened, and she really didn't want to hear what he was about to say. Suddenly, she wondered if he and Ika had, in fact, talked about moving his things out of her apartment later that day, or if it actually had been said in jest.
Is there any more coffee in there?
She asked, nodding at his cup. Before he could answer, she was on her way into the lounge.
Reinhold was right, Louise thought, as she walked back into the office. Everything was simply too awkward. She couldn't even mention her partner's name to anyone else in the department without it sounding suggestive. But where the hell was he? Surely he wasn't so aggravated by her asking if he had the tickets that he just took off.
Annoyed now, she walked over to the window.
This was just pathetic. Had it been anyone else in the department, she would simply have assumed he'd gone for the day and had forgotten to say goodbye, or else that something had come up. Or would she?
She leaned forward and stared at the dog leashed to a hook in front of the convenience store. It looked exactly like Charlie. For a long time, she waited for Ika to walk out of the store, but when the door finally opened, an older lady pulling her shopping cart emerged. Then the owner of the shop came out and set a plastic bucket of water in the snow by the wall. He petted the dog. Then he said something and pointed to the bucket.
Damn, it was Charlie. Definitely. But there was no sign of Ika.
It took Louise 2 minutes to shut everything down in the office and slam the door behind her. She ran down the stairs, through the rotunda, and a moment later was outside on the square. The German Shepherd began wagging his tail when she approached. She strode into the store, and after seeing there were no customers around, she asked, "Where's Ika?" The owner came out from behind the counter and shook his head.